a new thing. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to your daily devotional podcast anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, which says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." We're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of the Samaritan woman. Today, in the final episode on her new thing, we explore her impact. Let's read here in John chapter 4, verse 28 to 30, which tells us that then, this is after the encounter with Jesus, the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?" They left the city and were on their way to him. And then there's an interval where Jesus has an exchange with his disciples. But then we'll pick it up again in verse 39. "Many Samaritans from that city believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I have ever done. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, 'It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world.'" Look at her impact here. What an amazing thing. The newness in her life, the new thing that God is doing in her life, has changed the lives of so many other people. Her priorities now are completely reversed. She leaves the water jar by the well. It's like it's forgotten. She runs back into town. And she doesn't care what people think of her any longer. She just wants as many people as possible to meet Jesus. She inspires all these people to encounter Jesus. I mean, think about what it might be like for her if she'd stepped back for a moment to consider what was going on. Because she goes back into that city where people know her and they know her past. These are the people who might well be those who shame her. She references the fact specifically that Jesus knows what she has done and has talked to her about it. And these are the very events, presumably around her husband's and the man she's now with, the very events which must have caused her embarrassment and probably are the reason she's out there at the well alone in the middle of the day. But now she has lost all her inhibitions. She prefers her sin to be public so that other people would be motivated to meet Jesus. Her testimony takes her to the crowds, and the crowds take her at her word and make their own way to Jesus. And after spending time with him a couple of days, they develop their own convictions, their own beliefs. They now believe because of their encounter with Jesus, but it comes through her testimony, telling them what he had done. Because I'm sure she said more than we have recorded in John chapter 4. What else might they have said? "What did he talk to you about?" "Well, he talked to me about my husband's." "Oh, well, we know all about that." "Well, I know you do. But look, what you don't know is how Jesus has brought something new to me, how he's given me new hope, how he's given me a new life, how he's brought something fresh, lasting, that's about eternity, not just now. Yes, I've messed up my life now, but this isn't the end of my life. This isn't the end of everything for me because I've met Jesus." There's something powerful about testimonies, isn't there? When's the last time you shared your testimony with somebody? I don't know of anything more exciting than sharing what God has done in my life to help me become a Christian. Anything more exciting than that, I can't imagine. I'm not sure I ever get quite as excited about my faith than when I'm talking about what Jesus has done for me. I guess it's probably the same for you. So what about praying for an opportunity? Praying for God to give you an opportunity to share your testimony with somebody, even today. Pray about that. Ask God to refresh you as to the glories of what he's done in your life and ask him to show you somebody you can share it with, even today. I hope you find your heart, your life, your congregation and your world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.